You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
This is eCommerce Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to eCommerce Radio, your EPN channel where you can get in on the inside track and find out what others are doing to experience great results with their online stores. Whether it's the latest tools, e-commerce platforms, or marketing techniques, this is where we talk about how to have a successful e-commerce experience. Today, we're visiting with Leslie Hensel, a partner and co-founder with Riverbend Consulting, which focuses on solving critical problems and offering effective growth strategies for sellers on Amazon and other e-commerce platforms. And Leslie, thanks so much for taking a moment to be with us here today on eCommerce Radio.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm excited to be here.
And we're certainly anxious to learn a few things from you per your expertise. So tell us, for starters, give us a little of the backstory on Riverbend Consulting and how you got it started. Let's start things off with that today.
Absolutely. So my background is in business consulting, and several years ago, I started helping people who were suspended from the Amazon platform, third-party sellers who'd gotten suspended, and I would help them write appeal letters to get back on. And someone referred a guy named Joe Zalta to me, and today Joe is my business partner. I helped him get his store reinstated, and he's got a really strong marketing sales background, and I've got the operational and consulting background, and he was convinced that we needed a better solution out there for sellers who had been suspended, and he kept after me until I agreed to start up Riverbend 4 years ago.
I tell you, that's quite a turn of events in the creation of Riverbend Consulting, and pretty awesome as well. What is something every company or brand needs to know before trying to sell on Amazon?
So I think a lot of people assume that, especially if you have an existing brand of some sort, you're going to be able to throw your listings out there on Amazon and you're just going to kill it. Like, if you build it, they will come. The competition on Amazon has gotten really fierce, and the marketing spend is way, way up. PPC ad spend is just through the roof. And a tremendous percentage, like 80% of third-party sellers, are advertising now PPC on Amazon. So if you want to get your products out there and sell them successfully, you really need to be ready to have a big marketing budget. Whatever you think you need, add 50% or more. You're going to want to do some PPC advertising, A-plus content, all those kinds of things to make you stand out from the competition.
That is certainly some great advice, and thanks for that. Now, also, tell us, what are some of the biggest mistakes a brand or seller makes when trying to sell on Amazon? I know you led off with some of the backstory on Riverbend Consulting and basically helping people that has been suspended, which whatever they were doing caused them to be suspended. So, and I'm thinking that's probably on the list of mistakes a brand or seller could make. Get into some of those details there.
Absolutely, and people think that Amazon views them as a business partner or some kind of a partner relationship. And that is just not true. Amazon sees it as their sandbox, and they have a very specific set of rules that third-party sellers have to follow. And the thing is, those rules aren't the same thing as you might see over on an eBay or an Etsy or some other platform, even a Walmart. So you really have to spend the time digging in and understanding how they want things sent to the warehouse if you do FBA, how they want you to communicate with customers, what you are and are not allowed to do on the platform. Just because you are trying to do things the right way and believe that all of your intentions are honest, that does not mean that what you're doing is allowed by Amazon.
Certainly do appreciate your visit and insight here so far. Today we're speaking with Leslie Hensel, a partner and co-founder with Riverbend Consulting, which focuses on solving critical problems and offering effective growth strategies for sellers on Amazon and other e-commerce platforms. And she's joined us here today on eCommerce Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, moving ahead here, what are marketing strategies a business on Amazon should consider if trying to stand out from the competition, which is the big, big challenge?
So that is such a great question, because until a couple of years ago, I think people were only focused on those pay-per-click ad campaigns. that are available to anyone who wants to go set them up and set a daily budget to spend some money on some ads. But now, if you really want to win on Amazon, the way to do it is to get on page one of search as many times as possible. So when I say page one of search, I mean you've got specific keywords for your product where you're trying to get a great search result. So you can be on page one of search organically, where Amazon is just returning your result the highest because you have a good bestseller rating or your Amazon's choice, but you can also have the pay-per-click ads. Then if you invest in video ads, those appear on page one of search. And then there's another product called editorial recommendations, where again, this is for purchase. You have to get out there and find someone who can sell you some editorial recommendations. If you can end up on page one of search four times with all of those tools, conversion rates go through the roof.
And that's what it's all about right there. Awesome stuff. Now, in your experience, what aspect of being an Amazon seller is the most underestimated? I'm sure that would be interesting information coming from you.
So, and for this question, I'm going to talk more about the little guys than the big brands, because I think most of us know some individual person in our lives who's gone out there and set up an account on Amazon for good or for bad, and they've sold some stuff. And there are a lot of these Amazon gurus out there who kind of preach the four-hour work week approach to Amazon. Oh, you just need to spend a few hours. Oh, it's almost like passive income. You just send some inventory to FBA and it sells, and you're not having to work on the business all the time. It's easy peasy. And that's not really how this goes anymore. Maybe in the wild, wild west time of Amazon 10 years ago, you could have it, treat it like a passive income investment, where you just send inventory and then walk away till you want to send more. But now if you really want to make money, it is a significant time investment, day in and day out, plus having employees and infrastructure and all the things a traditional business requires.
I can certainly appreciate hearing the real side of the story and not just hearing what we want to hear, but hearing what we need to hear, and that is much appreciated. Before we conclude today, Leslie, any closing thoughts, a takeaway, a tip, or anything else you'd like to share as we do bring things to a close?
Well, playing off of that last question, there are a lot of great experts out there in the marketplace in these tiny little subject matter areas of Amazon that are tough to learn and tough to crack. So an example would be setting up effective pay-per-click ad campaigns, or answering your customer service messages effectively, or getting reimbursements when Amazon has lost or damaged your inventory. You know, there are so many great service providers out there who are pretty cost-effective, and they can do a better job than most sellers can at the beginning. So if you can leverage some of these people and virtual assistants, you're going to be able to grow your business much faster.
Leslie, thank you so much for those concluding remarks and for all the information and insight shared here today on behalf of Riverbend Consulting. Much appreciated. If listeners wanted to connect with you or to get more information on your firm, Riverbend Consulting, where is the best place online to get further details?
So our website is at riverbendconsulting.com, and we have a phone number there that we do answer our phones. We have people there who are happy to talk to Amazon sellers, and contact forms to fill out as well. So anyone who has questions about selling on Amazon or needs a little help, just shoot us a note.
And of course, we certainly do appreciate that. Again, listeners, it is riverbendconsulting.com. Leslie, all the best, and thanks for joining us here today on eCommerce Radio.
Thank you for having me.
And it certainly was our pleasure. Anytime, we've been speaking with Leslie Hensel, a partner and co-founder with Riverbend Consulting, which focuses on solving critical problems and offering effective growth strategies for sellers on Amazon and other e-commerce platforms. And for further details or for contact, visit riverbendconsulting.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to eCommerce Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to eCommerce Radio. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.